We'll hear more about bears, perhaps, while we're listening to Student Phenology. Funding for Student Phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Our Phenology Talkbacks are produced by our own Charlie Mitchell. Our first report this week comes from Mrs. Paul and Mrs. Fisher's class at Fort River Elementary School in Amherst, Massachusetts.
Greetings from Western Mass. We are experiencing much higher temperatures on April 9th. We hit 73 degrees Fahrenheit. We were also lucky enough to have clear skies and warm weather for the solar eclipse. Even though it is getting much warmer, we did have an unexpected snow day on April 4th. Our days have also been getting longer. On April 9th, it was 13 hours, 7 minutes, 29 seconds of day length. Animals and plants are beginning to come out. We are beginning to hear more birds chirping, and some of the early spring flowers and plants have begun to bloom.
In the swampy area by the playground, there's a lot of skunk cabbage that is getting greener and bigger. Around the town, forsythia shrubs are in bloom with lots of yellow flowers. The red maples have begun to drop their flowers, and they are littering the ground. The tulip buds are just starting to peek out, and there are some white bell-shaped flowers we don't know the name of. Our class found a diver moth larva swimming in the swamp behind the garden. We also saw what we think is a field mouse trying to get into the school. And that's a wrap from the Western Mass Phenology class.
Hey, thanks, kids. Great report. A couple of interesting things there, besides the warm temperatures. More birds chirping, and the same thing is true here. It's kind of cool to get up in the morning and hear bird songs again. The call of the raven and the crow were getting a little old and commonplace, and now there are robins and pine siskins and red purple finches and just a whole host of birds that are singing in the mornings here as well as Massachusetts. Skunk cabbage. We don't have a lot of skunk cabbage right here in this part of Minnesota. I know of a couple of places where it grows around here. It's an exothermic flower. That is, it gives off heat. The leaf comes up kind of like a, think of a, like a half of a candle flame, sort of shaped like a candle flame and sort of open with the flower tucked inside. And the leaf gives off heat and it promotes the flower to bloom earlier. So I haven't checked the local skunk cabbage to see how it's doing, but it's interesting that these kids have free access to it and are able to look at it pretty carefully. Forsythia are in bloom there. They're blooming in the cities. I had my first blooms yesterday, and the red maples are dropping their flowers. Our red maples are probably at their peak of flowering right now. Our next report comes from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield, Minnesota. We're going to be listening to Betty and Maysoon.
Hi, this is Betty.
And this is Maysoon, and we're from Prairie Creek Community School way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
There is a lot to report today. First of all, our magnolia tree is in bloom. Its bloom date can vary a lot from year to year, but this year it was April 10th.
We've also seen rue anemone, daffodils, creeping charlie, and bloodroot. And squill. Don't get me started on the squill. The bleeding heart is sprouting but isn't in bloom yet.
The birds have been busy too. A robin is making a nest in our solar panel, and the red-bellied woodpecker is drumming on the metal and on Michelle's chimney.
We're still seeing juncos, and the vultures are also around in large groups. The male turkeys have been showing off their tail feathers.
We've seen mallards, mourning doves, grackles, a flicker, a cowbird, a killdeer, and pheasants.
We saw three gophers, including a pocket gopher that ran through a soccer game at recess. The bunnies are very active. I saw a group of four foxes, and we also saw our first bats.
We might have seen the bats because the insects were certainly out. We have seen a lot of gnats and mosquitoes, and on April 14th, we saw our first dragonflies. Anita saw a centipede, and we also saw bumblebees. Not only that, but we saw our first butterflies this weekend, Akama and Admiral.
Let's see, plants, birds, mammals, insects, that leaves...
amphibians and reptiles.
Sebastian saw a tree frog, and we've been hearing frogs during recess too. Finally, we saw a garter snake out and about. We'll see how they feel about the cold snap at the end of the week. Phew, this has been Prairie Creek. One more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, Maysoon and Betty. Nice report. Lots of things to check out there. Bloodroot, I have a couple of flowers of bloodroot at my house already. My squill is coming up, but not yet blooming. My son sent me pictures from the cities with a field of blooming squill. Daffodils, bleeding heart is coming up. Robins are making nests already down there. Junkos are still around down there. Mallards, mourning doves, grackles, flickers. Yeah, bats. That was kind of a nice one. I haven't seen a lot of bats lately, and so every time I see one, I feel pretty blessed. First dragonflies on the 14th. I had reports from two people in the Twin Cities of dragonflies and of a red admiral butterfly, and they mentioned seeing a comma and an admiral. So lots of things going on down there, lots of things coming our way. It will only be a short matter of time. Our next report comes from the Phenology Club at Oak Grove Elementary School in Bloomington.
Hi, this is Nathan,
Marley,
Sumiko,
reporting from Oak Grove Elementary in Bloomington, Minnesota.
This week's report is all about the eclipse. An eclipse is where the moon lines up to cover the sun.
It was too cloudy, so we couldn't see it. We did look at the sun with special glasses. That's all for today. Stay tuned for the next OGE Phenology Nature episode.
Thank you, kids. I, too, went to look at the eclipse, and for me, the morning dawned cloudy, but it cleared off just in time for the eclipse, and so I was felt pretty special there. Sorry you kids didn't get a chance to see it, but you're young, and perhaps there'll come a time when you will have the opportunity. I encourage you to do so. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Nathaniel and Mina reporting from Mr. Caddis' class in Little Falls Middle School.
Male turkeys have been spotted displaying and strutting around in open areas in the morning before school.
Some of the new birds we saw this week were an eastern phoebe, a hermit thrush, a belted kingfisher, a northern flicker, yellow-bellied sapsuckers, a rusty blackbird, coots, and cowbirds.
A classmate found a woolly bear caterpillar, which is one of the few that are better known for their larva stage than as adults. It will soon become an Isabella moth, and there will be a new round of woolly bears next fall.
After the rain we received last week, some students found earthworms on the sidewalks around the school. The spring peepers are loud and relentless, and they're calling for a mate at local ponds.
Water striders were found on some calm waters at Lindbergh State Park.
There were also large groups of mayfly nymphs swimming in the water. They looked a lot like small tadpoles at first.
A few people noticed a huge flock of hundreds of birds while at a baseball game in Piers. Our best guess is that they were starlings.
We were hoping for some hepatica, but could only find one plant with flowers that were not quite ready to bloom.
Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thanks, kids. That was a really full report. Turkeys displaying and strutting around. The same is true of the turkeys around here. The new birds in the area, phoebes, hermit thrushes, belted kingfishers, flickers, yellow-bellied sapsuckers, rusty blackbirds, coots and cowbirds. Almost all of those I have seen or been told about in this area, not including the yellow-bellied sapsucker or the rusty blackbird, but the kingfisher, the flicker, I haven't seen a hermit thrush, so there may be a few days before they get here. Nice little piece about the woolly bear caterpillar, more well known as a caterpillar than as a moth, for sure. Earthworms, yeah, you know, any little bit of rain will bring earthworms out, and I suspect that after the rain that we're predicting over the next 48 hours or so, there will be earthworms out. Spring peepers are loud and relentless down there, and they are just getting started up here. Mayfly nymphs swimming around in the ponds, a big flock of birds generally, if you see a large flock of birds and if they are pretty synchronized in flight, they are probably starlings. Hepaticas, just getting started. Dallas Hudson was telling me over in his neighborhood there were a couple of hepaticas that were up and getting ready to bloom. Our next report comes from Nick Masakovich's class in Baxter Elementary School. Nick has been with us in the phenology area for many years, and typically they come in every spring, and so let's hear what they have to say.
Hello from Mr. Masakovich's class at Baxter Elementary School. My name is
Harvey,
Ryder,
Greta,
and we are your phenologists for this week. This weekend, it was really sunny.
We found the first dandelion in Brainerd. We also observed our tulips blooming on the 10th. Lastly, we found a tiger lilies budding on the 14th.
We heard and saw wood frogs and spring peepers. One of our classmates found a bear rummaging through garbage.
Our class saw a woolly bear caterpillar. We found some large dragonflies. Mosquitoes were on the 12th. We found lots of bees and wasps and even ants.
We saw the red-winged blackbird male wave on the 10th. Our class saw lots of chickadees. To wrap it up, we saw a blue jay and a bald eagle doing its mating dance.
This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Yeah, thank you. We will have a great week, and hopefully we will see some of the things that you have seen. Dandelions, we're definitely getting dandelions out. Wood frogs and spring peepers calling, a bear rummaging through the garbage. That's happening here as well. Large dragonflies, I suspect green darners. Mosquitoes, there were, I found one on Saturday and promptly dispatched it. Bees and wasps getting out. Red-winged blackbird male wave. Yeah, the male birds come about 3 weeks ahead of the females. So thank you for that great report. Our next report comes from... I've got to turn the page. I've moved on. Let's see. Our next report comes from the Montessori Renaissance Academy at St. Stephen's Catholic School. Their visit was at the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
This is Maddie from Montessori Renaissance Academy in Anoka and...
Sophia.
And Jackson from St. Stephen's Catholic School in Anoka. During our outdoor trip to Long Lake Conservation Center, the low temperature was 33 degrees Fahrenheit. And the high temperature was a season high of 68 degrees. It was a week of firsts. Our group spotted the year's first earthworm on the path after the rain, and unfortunately, we encountered some ticks.
Two first of the year highlights were frogs singing in the marsh and the return of loons to Long Lake. Our group also heard a ruffled grouse drumming and saw hooded mergansers and mallards on the lake. Our group had an eventful night hike. We saw a beaver swimming in the lake. Every time we made a different animal call, a Canada goose would call back. We howled like a wolf and the goose would honk. We hooted like a barred owl and the goose honked. We determined that the goose knows too much. There was still a little ice in the bog. We observed a pitcher plant that had been partially eaten, and we also saw fairy goblets and lots of deer scat near the bog. It was a great week in nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
Yeah, a lot of great reports there from that, from Long Lake. Frogs singing, loons back to the lake, ruffed grouse drumming, hooded mergansers and mallards on the lake, squirrels stealing the bird seed from the feeders, lots of ladybugs. That's kind of the sort of what's happening at my house as well. And encountering ticks. My, there have been a lot of ticks out. We have time for one more before the top of the hour, and our final report for this segment comes from St. Joseph's Catholic School in Grand Rapids and St. Perm's and St. Wendelin's in Luxembourg. The schools visited Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
This is Kern from St. Joseph's Catholic School in Grand Rapids.
Harper from St. Henry's Area School in Perham.
And Elizabeth from St. Wendelin's Catholic School in Luxembourg. During our outdoor school trip to Long Lake Conservation Camp, nature was coming alive, particularly the lake. During our canoe adventure, we saw a loon catching a fish, hooded mergansers, and both painted and snapping turtles. Long Lake's staff says those are the first turtles spotted this year. A pair of trumpeter swans landed on Long Lake this morning and hung around for a while. They are beautiful birds.
We saw a mud minnow and a mouse swimming. We did not expect to see that. Multiple frogs were seen, including leopard frogs. We also saw a vole and a crayfish.
We saw lots of purple finches and had an invasion of dark-eyed juncos. Our group observed a moth that looked like Edward's glassy wing moth and a weird fat slug sleeping on a stick. Somebody reported that a spider crawled on them and a boy caught a garter snake. The bogs continue to be extra boggy, and a student shared this bog wisdom moments after sinking in past her knees. Never trust a puddle. It was a great week in nature, and we want to remind everybody to unplug, get outside,
and live connected.
Never trust a bog puddle. Oh my, that's a lesson that you may have to relearn. I know that I have relearned that lesson a time or two myself. Thank you, kids, for the great reports. It's always good to know what's going on outside, and those kids have helped fill us in. We've got a couple of more reports we'll catch up to in the next hour.
Are we ready for more students?
I think so. We're going to complete our student phenology, and then we will move on into the local mess that we call the phenology show. Our next report for students comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's class at North Shore Community School near Duluth. This might be a good time to remind you that we receive funding for our student phenologies from the Minnesota, I haven't in front of me, Natural Heritage Fund.
The Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. We thank them for that funding. It's made
right. And we think, none of this would be possible without the hard work of our staff coordinator.
Yeah.
Phenology coordinator, Charlie Mitchell.
That's
thanks.
Right.
So Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe are coming at us from Duluth.
Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. My name is Allie, and I'm your phenologist for this week. April is known as the Sugar Moon, according to the Ojibwe. On Monday, April 8th, the day of the total solar eclipse, we experienced rain and 100% cloudy sky. We watched the live NASA stream as it was viewed across the country from Mexico to Maine. Adela was able to see the total eclipse while she was on vacation in Texas and emailed us pictures. Ruby noticed that a robin came and built a nest in her porch on Tuesday, April 9th. Two students from third grade spotted a bobcat in the big field near the tree line at NSCS on Friday, March 5th. After the rain that came on March 7th and 8th, Miss Rolfe saw earthworms all over her driveway for the first time this spring. On Wednesday, April 10th, Miss Jackson's class noticed that the Schmidt Creek at school was rapidly flowing. Areas next to the stream were flooded from recently melted snow. There were only a few spots on the nature trail where sparse piles of snow remained. Our school playground and nature trail grounds were very soft and muddy with lots of puddles. It was a high of 57 degrees and no jackets were required. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Adley. Nice job. Lots of things there. Interestingly, the data from the eclipse, and it's quite interesting how they followed through and watched on the NASA report, which was quite good. I went back and watched it myself, even though I actually was in Texas and experienced it firsthand. It was still interesting to go back and look again. Our final report for this morning comes from Lake of the Woods School in Badette, and Athena is our reporter.
This is Athena with a phenology report from Badette for April 5th through the 11th. It's been an incredible week. with many phenological happenings in our area on Saturday. Aurora reported seeing a morning clock butterfly, a large flock of newly arrived American robins was also seen Saturday morning. All on Sunday, the first woodcock, red-winged blackbird, wood ducks, purple finches, and ants were all observed. Melody reports seeing her grandma's rhubarb poking through the ground on Sunday as well. On Monday, first American kestrel and earthworms were seen, as well as the first grouse drum heard. Finally, on Tuesday, students harvested the first dandelions of the year from the south side of the school on the playground.
Thank you, Athena. Nice job. Lots of things there that are reaching Badette, the morning cloak butterflies, a big flock of robins arrived, woodcock, red-winged blackbirds, wood ducks, purple finches, and ants all getting active or coming into the Badette area, and rhubarb poking up through the ground. I went and looked at our rhubarb this past week, and it is just barely poking up through the ground at my house. The kestrels are there. Grouse are drumming, and around here, the grouse are drumming quite frequently. I heard several this morning while I was getting ready to come into the studio. And the first dandelions of the year. And, of course, they're on the south side of the building, just where you'd expect to find them. That concludes our student reports for this week. We thank the students for their efforts. We hope that you enjoy getting a picture of phenology from around the state. And we thank our coordinator, Charlie Mitchell, for her hard work.